If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
People who glory in their infirmities and their problems are people who understand God. They realize that light afflictions are nothing to be compared to the glory that's about to reveal. They realize that the negative situation cannot keep God from demonstrating his power. They know that when the devil comes against them, God is setting them up for great deliverance. They know that when the devil hits their body, God's about to give them the gift of healing. They know that when the devil troubles them at night, God's about to give them supernatural power to cast the devil off of somebody else. They have learned to take the negative and turn it into a positive, because our God said, my plans are to give you hope. He said, I'm going to glory in my weaknesses. I had to learn this lesson through painful demonstrations. The removal of friends, the disconnect from people. I began to understand what David meant when Absalom turned against him. I had to get an Absalom to understand that. I had to realize Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. I had to realize that. And in all of the breaking and all of the crying and all of the heartbreak that goes along with that, I began to realize what was happening was that my anointing was being strengthened. And God was saying, I had to move those people out the way because they were keeping you from being your best. They were keeping you from seeing my will. And it didn't feel good to lose them. They had been around for years. But when God set me free, then I saw that what was happening wasn't a negative. So like David, we can say it was good for me to have been afflicted. For in that affliction, I learned who you are. And I ain't going back. I'm not going back to rekindle those relationships. I'm free. I'm going to stay free. Well, I don't understand people. Keep going back down south talking about I'm going home. You live up here. I had to go to Montgomery, Alabama to meet with this guy. And I went there to meet. And he said to me, he said, Pastor, when are you coming in? I gave him the information. I said, where are we going to meet? He said, well, we can meet right in the airport. I said, yes, sir, that sounds good. He said, I got a meeting room. My company has a meeting room in the airport. We can meet. I said, that sounds good. I said, we can meet right here in the airport. Praise God. I just got to fly in, get off the plane, meet with him, get something to eat at the airport, and come right back home. Hallelujah. While we were there, we concluded our business rather rapidly. And he said, Reverend, he said, would you like to see Montgomery? I said, no. He said, you mean you don't want to walk around? I said, no. I said, why do I want to walk around a place where people are going to look down their nose at me and call me nigger? Why do I want to go out into that place and subject myself to something that's going to make me mad? I said, I'm meeting you at the airport, and the significance of the airport is when the business is done, I fly back home. I am not going to engage in conversations with the devil and let him pull me back down into bondage. If God brings me into a situation, he's keeping me near the airport so that when I learn the lesson, I fly back to my seat in heaven. Heavenly places. But you understand my purpose. Why do I want to keep going back to those places where bondage occurred? Why do I want to keep going back there? I was in Charleston, South Carolina, and after I left the hotel and I was driving down to Parris Island, and as on the way down, the guy that was driving, he said, sir, he said, there's a plantation here off the road. Would you like to see it? I said, no. I said, keep going down the road till we get to Parris Island. He said, you don't want to see the plantation? No. Why do I want to go there and hear the sounds of slavery when I'm free? You take me in that plantation, I'll come back to this cab, and we won't make it to Parris Island. I'll walk in a Christian and come out a Black Panther. Oh, ask me if I want to be driven into a plantation. I'll come back and beat you. You best keep on this road till we get the P.I. See, too many of us allow the devil to take us back into bondage with the historical concept. But I call your attention to Numbers chapter 11, when the children of Israel began to murmur. The key to their murmuring was what they left in Egypt. Baby, when you come out of Egypt, leave everything in Egypt. You are in a new place where you see the power of God. The God of right here opens up the Red Sea. The God of right here leads you by fire. The God of right here gives you supernatural manna. The God of right here. Forget the God of Egypt. Look at the God of right here. I know there are some of you that are very radical, that like to go into places where our kind are not welcome, because you're covered by amendments of the Constitution. While I do know I'm covered by amendments of the Constitution, I do not go where I'm not wanted. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am not going where I'm not wanted. Why should I put myself under pressure when I can go where God leads me? God will lead me where the message might not be appreciated, but they want to hear what I have to say, or God would not lead me there. Some people just want to be martyrs. Child, I went down to 33rd and Birth without a gun. I can hear the angel saying, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You think your Christianity exonerates you from foolishness? No, it's the mindset. Even Jesus knew not to tempt God. When they picked up stones and wanted to stone him, the Bible said he just slipped through the crowd. There wasn't nothing miraculous about it. I'm going to tell you what he did. Give me your shawl. Jesus walked around with his shawl in this fashion while he taught, while he preached. But then when they picked up the stones, here's what he did. They couldn't tell him from any other priest. There was nothing miraculous about it. He just exercised common sense. He didn't stand around and say, yeah, go ahead, try and stone me. That's what it meant. He didn't disappear. We walk up to people on corners. Somebody said, just don't go down there. What do you mean don't go down there? God hadn't given me the spirit of fear. Nobody give me the spirit of common sense. I hear the Holy Spirit. I do. There are so many open doors that we don't have to pry open doors. Change your mindset. God has already opened doors for you. Don't be a martyr when you don't need to be. Come on, I'm going out into the street. Tell your family first. Witness to your family first. Don't go out into the street with the crack dealers. I'm going to drive them off the corner and your child telling you where to go. If you don't have enough power to straighten out Junior, you're not going to have enough power to straighten out Pookie. If Junior's staying up past bedtime telling you, you can't do nothing to me, how you going to cast the devil out of Pookie and Junior's got you fasting and praying? Paul says, here's what I'm going to do. Woo, tell your neighbor, glory in your infirmities. I wish I had somebody to help me. When you understand the full weight of this passage, here's what Paul is saying. I begin to praise God for the negative occurrences in my life. Come on, give me a smile. How many of you are going through something right now? How are you going to handle it? In other words, you ought to be the loudest praisers. You ought to be the glorious worshipers. Why? Your praise ought to drown out those that aren't going through anything. Your praise ought to be the tool that God uses to lift me. Why? Because if the devil sees that he cannot keep you down when you are going through something negative, bless God, what do you think you're going to have when you come out of this thing? Oh, God, help me. How you going to swim the ocean when you can't swim the swimming pool? I know the church don't give you a chance to praise him. I know they got you, you know, in 45 minutes with a person yelling at you, singing songs that don't matter, trying to teach you stuff that you don't know, leading you in songs that you don't even know the words to. That's why David said, cut to the chase. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. When you open the door, sing your song. When you open the door, bring your praise. Because you've been going through hell all week, come through that door acting like you're a mad person. When you come through that door, give God a praise that the devil is embarrassed about. Make him regret that he messed with you last week. You come in speaking in tongues. You come in shouting the victory. You come in, drop off your Bible, drop off your pocketbook, drop off your coat, and come to the altar and give God a thanks. Let him know you thank him for bringing you through. Thank him for delivering you. Thank him for protecting you. Thank him for watching over your children. Thank him for watching over your house last night. Thank him for meeting all of your needs. Thank him!
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Join Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. as he ministers during Holy Week 2016. On Thursday, March 24th and Friday, March 25th, Bishop Lambert will minister during a special two-night healing and deliverance revival service at Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church, located at 365 Blackwood Clementon Road in Lindenwald, New Jersey. Services will be held at 7 p.m. nightly. You are also invited to join Bishop Lambert for Good Friday service, taking place at Bethel Deliverance International Church on Friday, March 25th at 1 o'clock p.m. at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Then on Sunday, March 27th, all are invited to attend Resurrection Day services, beginning with sunrise service at 6 o'clock a.m. and midday service at 11:30 a.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Join us as we celebrate our risen King during this special time.
Don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. Here's what he does. He won't get you to sin, but he desensitizes you to holiness. After watching the devil's stuff all week and enjoying it, you cannot come in here and lift your hands and worship God. The Bible said, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? They that have clean hands and a pure heart." You'll sit there and say, "Oh, the praise team ain't moving me." No, no, it's you that are dead to the praises, because you've allowed Satan to fill your mind with all manner of ungodliness. You've become the cesspool of the devil. You become ignorant of the devil's devices. He can't take salvation from you, but he can mess up your fellowship.
Be inspired to strengthen your relationship with the Lord and become the leader you were called to be when you read Bishop Lambert's new book, The Christian and the Culture. It's Bishop Lambert's desire for believers to recognize the importance of continuing to seek God despite facing the obstacles of today's culture. This encouraging publication will challenge you to evaluate your life as a follower of Christ and renew your faith in the Lord. Visit Amazon.com or ChristianandTheCulture.com to purchase your copy of this compelling writing from Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. For more information, call 215-885-2585.